Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Okay, let's give you guys one. This is kind of deep, but what was your favorite school lunch? I'm talking the whole boat, man. From first grade on. There's certain things that I remember that I absolutely
are we talking lunches. About are we including like hot lunches or just stuff you brought in?
Both.
Oh, brought it?
Both.
I don't know if I ever brought my lunch into school.
I always loved the French bread pizza that they had there.
Yes.
At school.
We did not have that.
We did, man.
Dude, that was the
we had
shot.
Like just that square.
Like sponge kind
yes.
of thing?
Yeah.
Ted's right. It was just dry. It was
you still, weren't happy that day, though?
I was happy it was
Dude,
pizza day.
That
was,
rippled through the hallways of school. Like, by the time you got to lunch, you knew.
So we didn't
that
have we didn't have hot lunch every day, right? It was a Catholic school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we did on Thursdays. And I would say the highlight was chicken nugget day.
Okay.
Oh, sure. What grade is
it? I don't think we had that.
Or did it matter?
It does matter because and sometimes they'd bring in real pizzas from like Three Brothers.
All right.
So like if you were in like if you were up to like third grade, you could have like a piece or two.
Okay.
Like as you got older, you got more. So okay. The nuggets were a big deal because like I think when you got to like middle school and granted it's all K through eight. When you got to like fifth, sixth, seventh grade, you could have like 12 nuggets.
Wow.
See, we didn't have 10 that. As opposed to like 6.
I remember the chili being good, and I give you some crackers.
I remember
that
the chili.
That wasn't a bad day.
That's the end of my statement. I remember having it.
Dude, you know what I used to eat?
God, they used to give us milk.
Peanut butter and jelly, and then I used to eat a lot of bologna with mustard on white bread.
I mean, back in the day, sure. That was a, you know what, man? In third grade, my mother would hook me up with the Skippy can of peanut butter, or pudding.
All right.
Just a little.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So it had the metal
snack
top,
pack.
And she would say the same thing every time. And this was every morning, right?
Don't She'd lick say, the lid.
Don't lick the lid. You're going to cut your tongue. I licked the living hell out of that.
I think the kind we got were either Del Monte or Hunt's. Those were great.
What, puddings?
Yeah, chocolate puddings.
Del Monte makes chocolate puddings.
They're in a little green tin.
For real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, I've never heard of the Del Monte or who was the other one you said?
Hunt's. Mm-hmm. Look, if they made ketchup that day, they also made pudding.
What was that?
I'm telling you.
I don't remember a Heinz pudding, which I'm sure would have been superior.
Yeah. Well, the problem with the lunchbox was the fact that there's not enough room in the thermos for as much juice as a growing child
as you
eats.
Would like, yeah.
So, like, you got, like, a cup and then maybe a half a cup or a fourth of a cup. So that sucked.
But wait, your mom put juice in it?
Or Kool-Aid or whatever, yeah.
My mother would put
juicy
milk
juice.
In it.
Juicy
and I would
juice.
Try to explain. You understand, like, this lunchbox goes in a cubbyhole. It's not refrigerated. It's just sitting there, right? And depending on what time you got to lunch, I had a thermos of warm milk. And within like 2 weeks, it stunk. Like there's nothing you could do to get the stink out of it. But it's just more milk.
Here's a weird one, though, that used to, I don't know why, but I'm particular about certain things. So when Ted, you brought up the square rectangular pizza, mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
It's basically a sheet pizza. If you look it up, technically, it's probably known as a Sicilian pizza. It's probably anywhere between a half inch to 3/4 inch thick. Just a big square or rectangle piece of pizza.
Did you guys have Elio's at home, too?
At home, yes.
Right? Same thing. It came in like three pieces and you'd break off like a frozen square.
Now, in my school, they made the pizza homemade.
All right.
Which, you know, great, awesome, whatever. But the problem with me and pizza is that pizza to me is a lot like nachos and French fries. Okay, so some people like a soggier French fry.
Right.
Some people like a crispier one. You eat them based on how you like your fries. When you look at a plate of nachos, you know exactly where you're going in.
Oh, yeah, the first couple, for sure.
And everybody knows. Whatever that is, whatever the preference is, like, ooh, there's some sour cream.
Or, right.
Ooh, there's a big piece of cheese. You go in and get what you want. Pizza's the same way. No one can give you a piece of pizza. Because, like, if you said, all right, Miles, go give me a slice of pepperoni and bring me back this. I would have looked for the one with, like, the smallest piece of pepperoni.
Yeah,
the
of course.
Least amount of the big bubble on top. I would have give you that. You know why? Because I want the really good piece of pizza.
Of course.
So that's my, you know what I'm saying? So when someone else gives you a piece of pizza, you're like, I would have probably picked a different piece. I got to be honest with you.
Even the lunch lady?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it's all dry. I got a corner piece. There's not enough sauce on it. Barely any cheese.
I was still excited like, for those
this
days.
This ass sucks.
That day and any day of the day at Tater Tots. And the important thing strategically, we learned this in junior high, was not a problem in elementary school. But if it was Tater Tot day, you know, you wait in this line, everyone's getting their food. You realize there are five or six guys that are stalking right off the line on either side. It takes one day of lunch in middle school to recognize that those guys, they basically are the tot bandits. So kids would turn around with a plate full of tater tots, and these kids, they would just snatch all the tots or lick them or sneeze on them and slap the tray out of the kid's hand. And you realize this only happens on tater tot day. So after our first tater tot day in middle school, we all agreed, dude, lick your tots. But you need
to. Oh, someone's going to steal them.
If you do not lick your tots, and these kids do not see you lick your tots, they're going to take them. And all of them are big enough that you're not going to do anything
also,
about it.
But there was also parents that really loved their children when I was going to school. And they would have, like, big ham and cheese sandwiches, delicious soft white bread, a little thing of Pringles or potato chips. They'd have a Hostess product in there with them. They'd have some, you know, Kool-Aid or whatever, or little juice boxes.
Yeah, they were the rich kids.
Yeah, and they would bring it in.
Without a doubt.
Spread it out, and they have like, you know, four or five Chips Ahoy and whatever it was, everything you wanted while you just looked.
You had Del Monte pudding.
It's your sad-ass vegetable soup and a dry-ass grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But some days were better than others. Reason we asked, what was your favorite school lunch? Health officials in India are investigating an incident after more than 100 kids got sick after eating lunches. Contaminated by a dead snake, Ted.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Jesus.
According to the department's National Human Rights Commission, 24 students required hospitalization. A local outlet states the school cook served the midday meal after removing snake remains from the food.
Would you have had them leave the snake there?
After which some of the children experienced dizziness and vomiting. Now, they say 500 kids in total were served the meal. News of the incident sparked outrage among locals, like you just picked the snake out and that's it. Villagers actually had a blockade at a highway in protest. They have set a 2-week deadline for police to report on the incident, provide an update on affected children's health. The commission said the situation raises a serious issue of violation of the human rights of the students. Well, they started the world's largest free school meal program, and that intended to boost child nutrition and school attendance in 2001. They note the initiative, called the Midday Meal Scheme, covers more than 113 million kids between the ages of 6 and 10.
That's if they don't mind a little dead
that's
snake.
That's a good thing, but you shouldn't have a dead snake in there. In 2013, a case involved pesticide tainted in school meals resulted in another 23 student deaths.
Jesus.
And led to subsequent government improvements in food safety standards.
Now, look, pesticides, I understand that. Because if you're in the kitchen cooking, I don't know if you use pesticide. I'm just making a meal. If I'm in the kitchen cooking and I pull a dead snake out of the food, like, I'm very aware of what I'm serving at this point.
Yeah, it just says, hey, we need to throw out this batch of food.
That's all you got to do, man. Just throw it out. They didn't even do that. Good God. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. Matt, let's go with this one for you. If you could play any instruments, what instruments do you wish you could play?
Guitar, I think, probably.
Guitar.
The standard guitar.
Yeah.
You take that over piano.
Those are the two that it's always a toss-up.
That's why I hesitated, because I know, like, piano, if you can play piano, you can probably play guitar, or vice versa, but
I mean, not great, but you're right. You're right. Look, here's my thought on piano. And I play bass. I can kind of play guitar, but the reason I pick piano is just this. One, this is all about getting laid, right? It's all about getting laid, and you have a better chance of finding an unattended piano somewhere, and you lay it on your chops and amaze everybody, than you do just having a guitar sitting around. Like, guitarists bring their guitar and kind of ruin the campfire, where you might go somewhere, hey, man, there's a piano. Well, brother knows how to play piano.
See, I'm the opposite. Okay. I can't decide which one I'd rather do, but I would take guitar because I could just have it in my trunk. Whereas, like, how often do you run into an unattended or
unattended
piano?
You're not wrong, but hear me out on this. You're absolutely not wrong, but say twice a year. I don't know. You go somewhere on vacation, there it is in a hotel.
Yeah.
Or maybe, right? That's kind of your situation. I understand that. But if you bring your guitar, you're just freaking annoying.
Also, you never walk.
You're just freaking annoying, man, because it's like, God damn it, you brought this thing up. Ted's running out to his car to get his guitar. See, I don't like that. As where if we walk in and, hey, Ted, there's a piano over there. And you just sat down and brought the house.
So I'm saying, like, in a restaurant, there's never, like, a drum kit. You don't walk into a hotel and they got a drum kit set up just in case.
That's all I'm saying. It's just the opportunity.
And a lot of people can play guitar. I have a couple friends that have played, that can play piano. And it is amazing to watch all the women
difference.
In the room. Yeah,
they want to hear you play. If you play guitar, they go, cool. If you play piano, suddenly people want to hear
you. See, I also believe if you play piano, you don't need to really be able to sing that well.
No, you don't. You absolutely don't.
So you could just play piano and never open your mouth. And that's...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Perfectly fine.
Because everyone will sing the songs you know.
I feel like the guy who brings the guitar, he's also going to try to sing a little. And I'm not sure that I need that.
Well, it doesn't mean he can't sing. That's the problem. He can just play guitar. He might. What about saxophone?
No.
No?
No. Too much of a headache.
From saxophone?
Just trying to play that reed is difficult.
Okay. But I mean, like, but you play it now, man.
It's kind of like an oboe. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Thank you for that great comparison.
Well,
you know, when you play the oboe.
It's a different reed, but I mean, those are like headache instruments. They're known for that.
The oboe?
Clarinet is. Anything with a reed.
Huh.
It's just one of those things where the way you have to pucker your face, you blow into it.
You know? I hope they don't do it like that.
What about a bagpipe?
That's kind of, but again, I think it's cool if you can play it, but I feel like you have to have your own. And you're breaking it out once a year.
Plus your friends
and you're doing it on the one day year that anyone that can play bagpipes playing bagpipes, right? So your thunder is stolen, man.
Our creepy non-underwear wearing kilt people, too. So like when you get the band together.
Oh, just where else do you practice?
Half the people are just
That's
banging.
What I mean. They only play it one day a year unless there's some special event, right? But otherwise, like, you're not playing it. You probably don't just have it on you in the car like the guitar. And you're not going to walk into the hotel and go, hey, Ted, there's an unattended
bagpipe. I think the piano is the right answer.
Yeah.
Really
so
is.
My father claimed for years he could play the accordion, right? But there was never an accordion around. So one year, we're all up at Cape Cod, and his brother, my Uncle Phil, comes back, and he's like, all right, Eddie, put up or shut up. And he's like, what? And he had been driving around Cape Cod, stopped at a yard sale, bought an accordion.
How much?
I want to say it was still probably like $60.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
But he was just so tired of hearing it, he's like, play it.
And did your dad play it?
No, he couldn't play it. He'd been lying for 20 years saying he could
about
play that.
About the accordion.
About the accordion.
I mean, he didn't even pick a cool instrument.
Dad, I'm glad you brought that up, because the reason we asked what instrument can you play or wish you could play, the Acme Accordion School is seeing an uptick in the instrument's popularity.
I'd like to play it.
At the Community College of Philadelphia, they teach students the ins and outs of piano tuning and playing an accordion. And after more than 50 years, the choir and group continue to build a community through music. They teach students to solve problems through STEM, and basically they're saying that as far as accordion school students, pupils, there's been an uptick.
I would have to think Weird Al Yankovic has more to do with that than anyone else. Name another accordion player.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.